starting.
Hold on. What's up? Welcome to Brutalitarian Mix Radio on clickradio.org. I'm Thomas.
And I'm Evan.
Welcome to our awesome badass motherfucking show. Talk about a motherfucking badass show. Last night, I went to go see the metal band Crow after the Burial, Winds of Plague, and As I Lay Dying. And I would have to say the first three bands were kick-ass as fucking shit. Best fucking show I've seen in a damn long time. Fuck! Fuck.
Fuck.
Fuck, fuck, fuck. anyway. I would have to say fucking Winds of Plague was absolutely the most brutal shit in the world. I had to protect my friend from getting her fucking head stamped in and shit.
That's pretty
brutal. It was pretty fucking brutal.
That is so cool.
Well, coming up now, we have some Winds of Plague and Animals as Leaders. This is Thomas and Evan. That's why you shouldn't smoke. To you guys here pretty soon. And now we're actually going to get back to the music with Emir and the Chariot. Emir is going to be doing some R2 Deep Throat and the Daggers by the Chariot. Here we go.
Hey, except for you.
I'm from Detroit. It's all good.
Are you really?
I am from Detroit.
Were you born in Detroit?
That's crazy.
I was born in Dearborn, which is right next to Detroit.
I lived in New Jersey for a while. Does that give me permission to say the N-word?
It gives you permission to fist pump.
Like a fist.
And look like a tool bag.
Yes. And go. Suck my hair back and listen to Guido music, whatever
and
I listen
go
to.
And go have sex with girls like Snooki.
Oh, yeah. Spray tans give me boners.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know how to respond to that. Well, I lived in Fort Collins all my life. Did that give me permission to be a Fort Collins stoner hippie?
Yay.
I don't think so.
All right. Well, I want to play one last song. It's going to be a Winds of Plague song until 7 o'clock. And that's when I will interview Ben from Oceans of Hope. But right now, Evan's going to take over. And I'm going to walk over to Big City Burrito and get us dinner.
Give me a Dr. Pepper with that.
If we have enough.
We should have enough.
Maybe.
Should tell your friends to listen
to
this.
Yeah, just get a bunch of people to come online.
Debbie Radsky's.
Yeah. I'll be back in a little bit.
Like
but
10
until
minutes.
Then. But until then, we have Winds of Plague with the song Chest and Horns. Which was badass last night. They did a great performance.
So fucking good.
Okay. Go.
Perks to being in a Christian band.
Like what? Virgins. There's a lot of virgins.
And I don't know. There's a lot of Christian venues, actually.
There are a lot of Christian venues. At least small ones.
I mean, 3J's, the Atlas.
The Atlas is Christian.
The Shelter, yeah.
Dude, fucking...
They're really Christian.
I saw Chelsea Grin there. They were dope.
That's fucking sick.
Anyway, do you guys have an EP coming out anytime soon in the near... Before 2012, before we all get fucked up and die?
Yes. Hopefully by the end, or by the beginning of summer, we'll have our EP Arrivals coming out. Hopefully it'll be done.
What do you guys have merch-wise?
We got a shirt. It's pretty brutal. It says Oceans of Hope, obviously, and it has a lion eating a peanut butter sandwich. Sounds pretty gay, but it's pretty brutal, I'm not going to lie.
It is pretty brutal.
It's on our Facebook. There's a link on there to buy it. Well, or I'll just tell you the link right here. It's oceansofhope.bigcartel.com.
How much are they?
They're $15. Or if you buy it online, it's 20 because 5 for shipping. Sorry. It's cheaper locally, but whatever.
How many members do you have in Oceans of Hope?
We have 5 members. There's me, the drummer, and then we got Kyle, who's 13 on bass, and he freaking shreds. Kyle's awesome. Then we got Brent Golgart on the vocals, doing some screams and stuff. Then we got Logan Camomile. He's our shredder. Guitarist.
Is this gonna be a shredder in the band?
Yeah, we call him Overlord. And then Nick Quivito, I think. I don't know.
He's Mexican. You don't know your guitarist's last name?
Dude, he's Mexican. I can't pronounce it. But his first name's Nick. That's pretty American. I can get that part. But, yeah.
All right, if you wanted to tell every one of the people who are listening right now, what would you tell them?
Come to one of our shows and I'll love you.
When are your next shows?
We're playing at the Gothic on the 20th.
But they're going to lose.
Yeah.
The Roman Garnet.
You wish, Thomas.
Roman Garnet. That band's the shit.
Roman Garnet, it's pretty cool, but we're way cooler, so come to our shows, not theirs. I'm just kidding. We'll probably play shows together, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, most likely.
Yeah.
I mean, shit.
At Hody's, probably trying to set something up with that. Cool.
Yep. The Atlas. Okay. DJs. All right, well, coming up next, we have Oceans of Hope with the song Mediator.
McKenna Jo wanted me to say she's awesome. She told me to say that.
You're not awesome.
Pwned. It's all good, McKenna. We still love you here at Click Radio. Keep tuning in every Sunday from 5 to 9 with Brutalitarian Mix and Non-Brutalitarian Mix. This is the Mediator instrumental version by Oceans of Hope. Praise God. It's going. We'll be right back. That was Oceans of Hope with the song Mediator. Without vocals. Where were the vocals?
We recorded them, but we needed to relay them or something, and then Roger never got back to us. Oh, I found a piece of rice on my phone. That's cool. Anyway. But, yeah, that was, I don't know. We just didn't get the vocals done, but it's probably switching studios anyway, so whatever.
What are you going to switch to?
Lone Wolf Audio.
How are they sounding?
Pretty good.
As good as Roger?
Better.
Bullshit.
Is Roger the one you guys are recording for?
Yeah, dude.
This is a shout out to 40 Fathoms. I've never really talked to them, but they record with Lone Wolf, and they're cool.
They're good. I've seen them once or twice here.
Yeah, they have. That's Lone Wolf. So.
Oh, that's a burp. Oh, it's not gonna come out. Okay, Ben, you were telling us you had a story to tell us. What is this story?
Oh. Yeah, alright. So, me and my band, well, me and Logan, the guitarist, we're driving up to Arvada because we had a show there on Friday at the shelter. And so it's pretty backed up because it's about 5 o'clock, you know, rush hour. And these chicks pass us, right, in this car, in this SUV.
Were they
like,
hot?
Yeah, they were hot, and I was like, no way, hot chicks on the highway, and we're going like 10 miles an hour, so we're like, let's talk to them. Or no, we're like, let's sell them tickets to a show. And so we talked to them, and then they like passed us up, and then traffic started speeding up, and we're like, oh shit, we wanted their numbers. So we're following the other guitarist, and then we just totally like fly past our other guitarist, like weaving through traffic in a minivan with equipment in the car. And then we catch up to these girls, and then I write our numbers down. I slip them into a water bottle like sleeve, like the label, you know, that's on the water bottles. And I threw it in her car, like going like 60 miles an hour. Actually, I don't know how fast we're going, but it was pretty ninja.
That's so fucking cool.
And then they texted us, and then I found them on Facebook and realized that they live in Fort Collins.
Oh shit.
Are you still talking to these hotties?
I'm texting one right now.
Yeah, oh, actually. Is she listening?
I have no idea.
Well, tell her to listen.
My phone's messed up.
Did you tell her to listen?
I did, but I don't know.
Well, if you're listening...
And you're hot.
Yeah, you should not listen to that band Oceans of Hope. And check out Rome Incarnate. Check out our MySpace, myspace.com/RomeIncarnate, facebook.com/RomeIncarnate. Either fucking way, listen to our music, support our band. Also, support Oceans of Hope, because Oceans of Hope is the shit. Good guys.
Oceans of Hope is pretty damn dope.
Pretty much, dude.
We got our Facebook, facebook.com/OceansOfHope, and our profile for the band is facebook.com/OceansOfHopeBand. So, I don't know. Just go to the fan page, which is without the band.
And like it. Like Oceans of Hope.
All right, after a couple songs, we're going to have a Oceans of Dope rap freestyle drummer guy. Sick. He's going to rap about some stuff. Oceans of Hope. He's going to make a rap about Oceans of Hope.
Sick.
And right now, going to music, we have the metal band Crow, who also played last night. They were pretty fucking dope.
Yeah, they're pretty good. Seen them twice.
I've seen them fucking billions of times, motherfucker.
The burial, you know, kind of kicked their ass. But, you know, it's all right because Crow isn't even signed.
Hey, but dude, they did have a good show. They
played
great. It
was a good show. That's probably the biggest show they've ever played.
No, they played bigger. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Do you know who Legion is?
Yeah.
Yeah, they've opened up for them a million times.
I'm pretty sure As They Lay Dying is much billions
of... Yeah, but that was the show that pretty much... God! That's the second goddamn time my mic has fallen off my mic stand.
I think you're taking it off.
It's slipping.
And then it hits you in the face.
Shut up, I'll kill you.
Anyway, I'll kill you back.
Anyway.
Motherfucker,
what you gonna do?
Bring it, bitch.
We're gonna have a throwdown to the song
after I finish my Oreo.
Yeah, it's good. We got Oreos in here.
Compliments
of Oreos.
Yeah, I brought Oreos.
All right, coming up now, we have Apostrophic Possession by the metal band Crow.
I also love Brooke.
Wait, Ben, is that the hot chick you were talking about?
Nah, it's a different chick.
She's hot too.
She's also very beautiful.
Okay, going
What's
to
her
music.
Name? Brooke.
Going
Brooke
to
Marcusano.
Music. Going to
right
music.
Now.
We'll be right back.
Okay.
Nigga.
Oceans of Hope. Actually, Thomas, you do the beats.
Fuck, I can't do it that good, but...
Dude, I can't even beatbox it worth shit.
Alright, it's gonna be slow.
Okay.
Get boom, dat, boom, got dat, boom, dat, boom, got
dat, boom. Reggae, man.
Boom, got. It's original hip hop. Do shit like that. Okay, just go, rap.
Okay. Yeah, I need a beat still. So. Okay, right like that? Can you do that? No?
Nope.
Okay, fuck.
You gotta do it by yourself.
Alright. I'm just gonna make up a poem.
Do a poem.
We
though.
Are oceans of hope. We sometimes smoke dope, but not all of us, because some of us are straight edge. That's... my poems suck.
Should I do one about Roman Carnot?
No, I'm just kidding. Go for it. I'll lay some bad beats.
Alright, fuck.
Fast or slow?
Slow.
Raw or condom? Never mind.
What? I just gave him the weirdest look ever. Awkward. Drop that shit, nigga.
Okay.
Oh, feel it. Roma kinda in your butt. It's Thomas, the lead guitarist. The extra kinda lug, a third guitarist. We have three guitarists cause we're dope as shit. We have a drummer named Jordan cause he takes it in the butt. Cuts the butt,
The butt, in the butt, in the butt. What?
What you gonna do? Our bassist name Chris, he smokes a lot of pot. I don't wanna say that, but he's kinda fucking hot. Our nose the fucking singer, nose the fucking singer, nose the fucking singer.
He's kind of gay.
Nigga, huh? Roman Carnot, drop it down and stop.
You didn't say anything about Gareth.
Oh, wait, I said something about the three guitars.
Kristen or something.
Kelsey.
Whatever.
I said the third guitarist because that's a lot of rap about, and I kind of...
Dude, I liked your Chris one because it rhymed.
Yeah, that was kind of fat. That was
you're like,
fat.
He smokes a lot of pot, and he is really hot. Something like that. Chris has a nice ass.
And he walks with his dick out, and, like, right in front of him.
He's like a fourth Jamaican or something. I feel like Chris is black. Like, legit black.
Chris possibly could be black.
I think he is.
If he's not black, he's definitely fucking Mexican.
Yeah, definitely Mexican. He has it.
Alright, well now, thank you, Benjamin Carter from the band Oceans of Hope.
No probs.
He's going to be co-hosting for the rest of the show tonight, and then next week, I believe we shall have another band in to do an interview of what's to come of another Fort Collins band.
Probably got
to
make it till morning.
No.
I think one of them's listening.
Maybe. I wasn't going to contact them for another 2 weeks, because I have Give Her Hell coming in.
No way.
Yeah, I have Give Her Hell coming in Sunday after the next one. Then I could do Make It Till Morning after that.
Cool.
So Make It Till Morning, people! Check them out on Facebook and MySpace, myspace.com/MakeItTillMorning, facebook.com/MakeItTillMorning. Those niggas are cool.
It's morning like you're sad, not like... early day.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of sad.
I was confused, too.
They actually have a black guy, so I can actually call him niggas.
They have a black guy?
Yeah, he's black Asian, and dude. Asian.
I think he's just Asian. There's
I
no
black
guy.
I think he's black,
there.
Too.
Nah, dude. Blasians don't exist. You know that.
He's like a niggachin.
That's like a leprechaun. They don't exist.
All
just
right.
Kidding. Leprechauns exist.
Coming up, we have Verses by Within the Ruins and some Asking Alexandria, the most overrated band in music today.
Yay.
Let's go!
This is enough. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Brutalitarian Mix with Thomas and Evan. Evan is right now outstanding trying to look for Logan from Oceans of Hope. We're going to do a interview here coming up pretty soon. Right now, Ben's on the phone talking to him, trying to give him directions. It's kind of a bitch to find the fucking... It's kind of a bitch right before the, get into the studio. It was definitely hard my first time getting here. Coming up now, we have some Suicide Silence and Wipatatabratwutbatar from Germany. This is Suicide Silence with the song Disengage.
Progressing as a band and how we play, you know, getting tight, continuing to just play shows and all that. So
Ben was saying something about you guys switching to 8 strings. What do you think about that?
I think it would be dope. It depends on the application, you know. A lot of people use 8 strings just like in the dun 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 dun, you know, kind of aspect. But I think if you can take an 8 string, really utilize that low 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 8. As almost an accent kind of note, I think it could be good, you know. Me and Nick just got to work with it and get used to it, because I have only played one once.
Really?
Yeah, one time.
No, what kind of 8-string are you think about getting?
It's going to be an Agile, dude. Ever since I bought that.
That's 7.
Is yours an Agile?
Yeah.
7?
Oh, yeah. Nice. Yeah, dude.
It's 6.
Of course.
All I got to say, if you buy an Agile 8-string, make sure it's got a neck through.
Oh, yeah, of course. Five-piece.
Which one are you getting?
It'd be neck through, hardtail, 5-piece with blackouts, not EMGs. So I'm,
what's wrong with the EMGs?
Dude, the EMGs are sweet.
I don't know what they're talking about.
The EMGs are sweet, but the blackouts are just a hotter version of the EMGs. So my buddy Braden had them on his 7-string in Oregon, and it was pretty sweet. But he also had a 6505.
Whoa. What fucking tour is this? This big summer tour supposed to be going on. How's that going?
Well, my buddies from Oregon, Ocious Being, they had got some stuff booked up and got hooked up with the manager of In Her Memory, which was a band from Lebanon. And they had said, hey, you know, if you guys want to do a tour, like, it wouldn't be anything big, but, you know, like Colorado, maybe Wyoming, if there's... You know, people there, but Wyoming's fucking a barren wasteland, so I don't know how that would fucking work.
Like the lowest populated state.
Yeah, no shit. But they said that, you know, May, June-ish, depending on how their schedules are working, they'd try to get out here, and, you know, if we give them dates, all that, you know, addresses of venues, blah, 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 take a month out of the summer and fucking melt some faces.
Fuck yeah, dude.
That'd be sick.
And Roman Carnate would have definitely accompanied us.
Who are those fags?
Yeah, who are those, fags?
I don't even know who I was talking about.
I heard they had a fat guitarist. I heard he could shred, but he's a dick.
Sexy. I named his tits. His left one's Florenzo, the right one's Gary, and in the middle of his chest is Mariah.
Dude, you're naming people's skin. That's just weird.
No, dude, it's tits, not just skin. You wouldn't understand. You're only 19.
Alright, coming up now, we have Winds of Plague with the song The Impaler.
Word.
Coming back, we're going to interview the band some more. But in the meantime, we're going to smoke a cigarette and fucking chill the fuck out.
Yeah.
Here's The Impaler. We'll be right back.
challenge it. Meth only once.
All right,
never.
Never. Question for the both of you guys. What are you guys' influences?
Ben, you want to go first?
Okay.
Okay.
I'd say In the Mist of Lions, definitely. There's some Crimson Armada. For Today. We love those guys.
Vagina.
After the Burial.
Vagina.
Vagina.
Yeah.
Right, for sure.
And all you fans.
Definitely. That happened to be listening in.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I'm not really sure. I don't know.
My stuff's probably like Born of Osiris.
Yeah, Born of Osiris.
The Faceless, Veil of Maya.
Veil of Maya.
Yeah. After the Burial, of course. Animals as Leaders.
Yeah.
Flesh Rot. Yeah. All the good shit.
Favorite local bands?
Roman Carnate.
Roman Carnate, for sure.
Crow.
honestly, it's probably Roman Carnate or Beast Leg. Like,
I haven't seen Beast Leg lit.
I've only heard him. I've never seen him. But
Crow is cool. They're not technically like my genre of music, but
yeah, no, their guitarist that played that Strat, if he had a better amp.
Nick Guadagnoli, that guy was my guitar teacher, dude.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's really good.
He taught me the ways of the Force, man.
The ways of the Force. My dad taught me the ways of the Force.
I took drum lessons from John King, the drummer for Steve Miller Band. Oh, what the fuck?
You just got slapped in the face by a
warm glove. Was that a warm? Is that a warm glove? It's cold.
He filled up a glove, made it into a water balloon.
That's weird. Now he looks like he's like,
oh god, he's weird, man.
Do you guys have any new shows coming up?
Not specifically yet.
I mean, the 20th, but that's about.
Well, I mean, yeah, I guess
that doesn't really count.
Yeah, that's a competition, but that is at the Gothic. So for whoever's listening, Oceans of Hope at the Gothic, February 20th. Roman Carnate at the Gothic, February 20th.
Buy a ticket
from Roman Carnate
or from Oceans of Hope.
We'll give you a free one if you buy one.
We will.
Buy one, get one free.
Bitch.
You can't beat that.
What you got, Thomas?
Buy one, get a free shirt and a free EP.
They don't even have shirts yet.
Word.
Man, they don't have shirts yet. Janelle is lying. You don't have shirts. I asked her.
It's because she's black.
Yeah,
it is probably because she's lying. Black.
Dude, she's like a. I'm just kidding. Strong. Janelle's cool.
She
but.
Popped a cap in some bitch's ass.
Yeah.
Totally. Evan, do you have any questions for the band?
Really?
Do you guys have any questions for us?
Yes, Mr. Thomas of Roman Carnate.
What's up?
What is your influences?
My influences are fuck it.
Boners.
Fetus.
Erections.
Fetus.
Tits.
Titties.
Word.
Metal.
Words.
Slip butt. Yep. Right now, top influence is fucking Amir. They're the dope shit.
Muff Cabbage.
Muff Cabbage?
Muff Cabbage.
What the fuck is that? Is that a bad
band? Don't even worry about it.
Cunt.
Right now, fucking...
That's a band.
Top influence, Steinbeck Darrow, for my playing style. Attila. Oceano. Amir, all the fucking way. Dude. Lamb of God.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but we should change our name to Oceani, because there's Oceano, Oceana, and we should be Oceani.
Oceani.
Oceani! Oceani!
Like,
oh, you like my Oceani!
Or Oceanu. Oceanu.
Oceani's of Hobie!
It sounds like a whale. Oceanu.
It's
like Shamu. Dude, what the fuck?
Why are you slapping the glove next to your wiener? That's weird.
Alright, this is a great time to advertise for the Click Radio shows coming up this summer.
Yes.
They will be featuring Oceans of Hope and Roman Carnate. We're still setting up the times, and they will most likely be Bob Blue Theater, Garage, Art Lab, at the Burp, Laurel Warehouse, Everyday Joe's, Hody's Half Note, and, which is crazy shit, we might be playing in the square for free shit.
And the Safeway parking lot.
And the Safeway parking lot.
This summer, Oceans of Hope, Roman Carnate.
Yeah. We gotta
be there.
That's so fucking cool.
Yes.
I bet the acoustics suck ass. But
And the roof will fall on you.
Yeah, Safeway parking lot.
By 2x4s.
That's stone, dude. There's no fucking 2x4s. Concrete.
We'll go down there right now. They're held up by 2x4s.
Either way, we're still gonna die.
Your metal's just gonna
fall. Yeah, dude, so we're gonna break the fucking roof.
We're gonna break the fucking Safeway with our metal. Like
crack it down the middle.
Like we did with the cork.
Oh,
we made that place fall.
The cork was
dude, that's so funny. I can't believe they closed.
That's so funny.
Yeah,
like, after our show.
They are now? An Italian-American-Mexican food restaurant.
Gay.
That's so funny.
Gay.
I wonder if they're still going to let bands play that.
Oceans of Hope and Roman Carnate closed the fucking cork.
Pretty much. Shit, we're sorry.
And Gypsy's Curse.
Oops.
And Gypsy's Curse. Yeah. Oops.
Not those and fucking myth answer briquet bags.
Dude, yeah, they didn't do shit. Fuck them.
Yeah,
they weren't heavy enough to do nothing.
They sucked balls.
No, it's okay, though. They're good.
Sure.
Right.
Okay, Logan, if you could describe Oceans of Hope in one word, what would that word be?
Majestic.
Don't say brutal.
Dank.
Dank.
What?
Moist.
Majestic. Moist.
How about you, Ben?
Lucid.
Hopeful.
Hopeful, yes. Oceans of Hope.
Muff cabbage.
Muff cabbage, that's two words.
Okay, no, dude, what?
It's a compound word.
It's hyphenated.
What is muff cabbage? What, seriously, what is muff cabbage?
I'm not sure.
It's South Park.
It sounds like pubes.
A muff.
Like,
yeah, maybe it's pubes, because a muff is a vagina.
Vag.
What the hell would a cabbage be doing in there?
Pubes. I don't know. I think it's pubes.
But that would make
pubes.
Sense. Much cabbage?
Muff like cabbage.
Muff cabbage? No.
It could be like
cabbage is not hair.
Muff broccoli.
If you know what
muff broccoli, that's like cauliflower badge.
That's like herpes. It's herpes.
Okay, everybody. Out there. Right now, we got One More Horse, the band song. Then Evan's going to take over as host, and Oceans of Hope is going to chill with us until...
Well, I think...
10 o'clock, because we're going to be running a little later than
even
normal.
Even though our show's till
9. Yep, we're just going to go another hour.
We might be peacing.
No, you guys aren't peacing. You're staying here.
We got to get my drums back to my house.
Dude, I've got time.
No, you
He's
don't.
Got time.
I have to be home at 10.
Oh, do
your parents are
gone. I know, my sister and my brother are still home.
They're probably having...
How old's your sister?
21.
How old's your date?
She doesn't give a fuck.
15.
Your date's right 15. I guess you're 16 now.
Yeah, dude.
All right, right now we got Horse the Band with the song.
She's hot.
Love has no age.
Age.
Power glove.